But open your Bibles to the book of Job is where we'll be reading from tonight. Book of Job in the 23rd chapter for just a few minutes of time. While you pray for us, that God would just take His word and bless it, that it would go out and accomplish to where He sends it. As He searches out the hearts, and He knows all of our hearts tonight, there is nothing that we have done openly or that we have done in secret that God does not know about. He knows all things, and tonight He knows what you need, He knows what I need, and we trust in His Word that it will fulfill us and satisfy our souls tonight. So in the book of Job, the 23rd chapter, if you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word, go with me if you would, starting at verse 1 in our scripture reading tonight. He says in verse 1, "Then Job answered and said, 'Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand that he would say unto me.'" Verse 6 says, "Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." And stop reading there with that 10th verse, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord tonight. And I'd like to use for a few minutes of time a text simply entitled, "Where Can I Find God?" Where can I find God? All of you tonight know about Job. You know about the troubles that he had. He was a righteous man, and the devil come up against him, and the Lord permitted the devil to come against Job and said, "The only thing you can't do is take his life." And he lost about everything he had, did he not? That was of any value whatsoever. He lost it because the devil came hard against Job. And I believe that many of us today can look at our life, and some of you may feel like the devil's even come hard against your life and that you have nowhere that you could go. And the story goes on. And you Bible readers know that Job lost his children. He lost his flocks. He lost his barns. He lost just about everything. And through all of this, Job had some friends, if you want to use that term, for them. And I say that very cautiously because sometimes what we think is a friend really isn't a friend. And Job found that out, did he not? Because every time Job would plead his case, his friends would say, "Job, it's your fault. It's what you did. Just confess. Repent of what you've done, and God will forgive you." And Job searched out his own heart. Folks, nobody can tell us what is wrong in our life except for God. And nobody can tell us what's right in our life except for God. We are not the judge of each other. But God is all of our judge. And they began to tell him that it was because of this or because of that that Job had done. And Job said, "No, I'm not guilty of those." And after he got tired of listening to his friends, the Bible says that he began to look and plead for God. In this passage of Scripture, he said that he had a bitter complaint. That he, in other words, he had something that he wanted to talk to God about. He said, "My stroke is heavier than my groaning." That this was more than he could even bear. The sickness that he had boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. His wife telling him to just curse God and die. And he says, "This is more." He says, "I've got to talk to God. I've got to find him that I might talk to him." And he says, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him." Job was a man that knew God. And I want to preach this in two parts tonight, that Even us as Christians sometimes, we don't know where to find God. Have you ever searched and you could not find God? You've prayed and you've prayed, but it seemed like you just could not get connected to the Lord. And then for lost people that don't know Him as your Savior, that tonight you've got your heart, like Job, if I can put it in these terms, that your heart is heavy and you've got some groaning on the inside and you'd like to talk to God about it, but you don't know where to find Him. He said, if I knew where to find Him, that so that I could just go to His seat. So that I could go and talk to Him, if I could paraphrase it tonight, that I could let it be known unto Him all the things that's going on in my life. And how I've got these accusers, these friends of mine. And Lord, You know it ain't me. You know it's not what I've done, but it's because of the devil that's come against us. And Job said it like this. He said, I go forward and He's not there. I go backward and He's not there. I look on the left hand, He's not there. And I look on the right hand and He's not there. Has anybody ever had a day or a time of trouble that you looked for the Lord and that you could not find Him? A time that you really needed to find God, but it seemed like that you just couldn't get hold of Him. You know, and I'll put this in, this is not part of my message, but it's upon my heart to say it. Sometimes if we listen to people long enough, we'll begin to believe what they say. People who tell you that it's what you've done, if you listen to it long enough, Billy, you'll start to believe it. People who tell you that you'll never be forgiven of your sins, if you listen to them long enough, you'll start to believe it. People who tell you that you are what you came from and that you're just a victim of the circumstances, that you'll never get any better, if you listen to it long enough, that's where you'll die. But I hear about a man out of the tribe of Jesse, or the tribe of Judah, the root of Jesse, that the Bible says that he can take a nothing and make something out of them tonight. And Job said, I know it's not what I've done. And these guys that I'm listening to are only... In fact, I believe Job was even at the point of being angry. And he says, oh, that I wish I could just find God. I'm searching for Him on the right hand and on the left hand, and forward and backward, and I can't find Him anywhere at all. And my mind began to go that ever since the beginning of time, man has been looking for God. The Bible says in the book of Genesis that in the cool of the day that God come walking in the garden, Adam knew where he could find God. He didn't know where at in the garden he would appear, but he knew he would be in the garden somewhere. The Bible also says in the book of Genesis in the 11th chapter that man became so wise in their own deceit that they thought that they would be able to find God and they would build a tower high enough to get to where God was at. And the Bible says they built that tower, but God saw what they was doing and He came down and He caused confusion to come amongst the people. And the Tower of Babel, even if they could have built it to the beyond the first heaven and the second heaven, they never could have built it tall enough to make it to the third heaven. And even if they got to the first heaven, they still wouldn't have found God. They got to the second heaven, they would have not found God. Because they're looking for a God that can be seen and touched with the natural eyes and hands. But the Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You cannot find Him as so many have looked, even in the days of the Exodus when they came out. As Moses was up there talking with God and his brother-in-law was down there, Aaron was down there making a golden calf from the earrings and the necklaces that the people had. What they wanted was a God that they could find, one that they could touch. But not God is not a God that can be set up like some statue or some figurine. But Brother Wayne, He's a God that can be touched by our prayers and by our life. Job says, I've got to find Him. I've got to get to where God is at. Can somebody tell me where I might find Him? Can you see the desperation of Job? I've got to get to him so that I can get beyond this sickness in his body, so that these three friends of mine will stop accusing me of it being my wrong that's causing all of this. And folks, just think about this. Probably there was not a day that went by that Job, when he listened to them, thought, maybe it is my fault that my servants are dead. Maybe it is my fault that my barns are gone and all my flocks are gone. Maybe it is my fault that all my children are dead. But then one day Job comes to his mind and he says, I wish I could find God. I would plead my case before him. He would know that it's not my fault. He would know that it's not what I did, but it's because of the devil that's come against us. And tonight, if you're lost without Christ, you cannot find God out in this world. You could search this world over and never find God. And people say, well, how can I search the world over and never find him? And you tell him, yet when you gather here at the church house, that he's here. Because you see, God has to be sought at the right time, at the right place, and in the right purpose. That might be days that I look in front of me, and he's not there. And days I look behind me, and he's not there. And I look to the right or the left, and he's not there. But then, as they sang that song, you could be all by yourself, and something can get a hold of you. You know, and let you know that God is in the midst. Mom and them used to have them. Dad still got them. Becky's mom's got some. Some of you might have some of those wind chimes. And it just takes a very small amount of wind for that music to start playing. Sometimes when I hear that, I think about that's how God moves. When you're not even expecting it, you'll feel that little gentle breeze from heaven. And then that song comes to my mind when they ring those golden bells for you and for me. Job said, I've got to find him. Some of us tonight, and some of our friends, and some of our family, you know what they're praying? I've got to find God. In this situation that I'm in the problems that I'm facing, or the trouble that's here, I've got to find God, because how many of you know that he's the only one that can truly fix what's wrong in our lives? He's the only one. That no matter how small that your problem may be or how big it is, if you don't find God, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. And day in and day out, Job had to live with the loss that was in his life. Plus, he had to live with the sores. And then he even said that, not only that, but his wife told him, just curse God and die. But he said, even my wife hates me. And you say, where in the world, in the Word, does it say that? He said that she couldn't stand his breath. In other words, she couldn't stand for him to even be close to her. That's how much she despised him. See, sometimes we'll put the blame of everything that's happened in our life on somebody else. Stay with me for a few minutes. We'll try to blame everybody else. When the Bible says it rains on the righteous and the unjust alike, and that there is a season, there's a time for all things. Every one of us is going to have a leaving day. We're going to have a time that we was born. We're going to have a time that we're going to die. We're going to have days when there was good days. How many of y'all had a good day today? I'm looking around. Hold them up so I can see them. And you know, and yet there's days that we have days that is full of trouble. As I was talking to some of our folks today on the phone, that no matter what we're going through, if we will look, and we don't have to look hard, there is people that's going through much worse things than what you and I are. Much worse. And those folks are probably saying, where is God? Where can I find him? Just last week, and I'm not preaching on emotions, I'm preaching about the Word of God. Just last week, you guys all know about the death of Paul David. And forever in my mind will be etched that when that phone call came to the house and the screaming in the background. You know what that mother was saying by those screams? If I could only find God. You say, well, he's dead. It's too late. Has anybody ever read about Lazarus? Has anybody ever read about the little daughter that Christ brought back? Nothing is impossible with God. If we could have been there with that young lady, Rachel, just 14 years old, lost mom and dad. If we could be with those that are in desperation, even those that are closing their eyes in death with no hope of a better tomorrow, you know what they'd be crying out? I wish I could find God. But we do not have a promise that when we come to the end of life's way, if we wait that long to try to find God, that we'll be able to find Him. Because you see, we don't even know where to begin to search for God. But Job said it like this, even though I can't find Him, He knows where I'm at. He knows where you're at. And there is nothing that we go through that God does not know about. Nothing. And He knows about it, and even though we might say, I wish I could find God. You know what God is saying? I know where you're at. You cannot find me, but I know where you're at. And although you can't come to me, I can come down to you. And I can come to your house, where you're at, and witness to you that you will not need three friends or somebody else to tell you God was here. But you'll know it for yourself. Does anybody know when God shows up? Amen. You could tell a difference in your life. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, if we will seek Him with our whole heart, we shall find Him. See, I think sometimes, and I'm not trying to give a Roger's interpretation of this scripture, but I believe this with all my heart. Sometimes if we'll listen to what everybody else is saying, in the back of our mind, that will be going, and we'll try to find God, and our mind just can't get to where God's at, because in the back of it, we're hearing what the world and what the church and everybody else is saying. What we ought to do is not pay attention to what everybody else is saying, but pay attention to what our heart is saying. And if we seek God with our whole heart, that's when we'll find God. That's when we'll find Him. And James said it like this in the fourth chapter, that if we'll draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to us. If we'll seek the Lord, if we'll call upon Him, as He said in the book of Isaiah, call upon Him while He is near, seek Him while He may be found. Today, as the scripture says, is the day of salvation, saith the Lord. That there are plenty of times that people could find God, but they won't seek after Him. And then when they need God, He's nowhere to be found. And people say, why does God do that to us? He said to seek the Lord before the evil days come. And I know He's talking to the young people, but He's talking to all of us. Folks, you just cannot call upon God when it's bad times. You need to know God in the good times. Know God and know how to get a hold of Him. God does not hide from us, but except for those that He said that what He would call upon and they would turn Him away. And then He said, in their day of calamity, I will mock them. Because when I was seeking them, they turned their backs on me. And now when they need me, you know what the Bible gives us in the New Testament? It said He's turned them over to a hardness of heart and a reprobate mind. That no matter how much they cry, no matter how much they seek Him, He shall not be found. And we've got folks leaving day after day that are not leaving any promise that they know where God's at. People say, "Where? Can you tell us in your closing where God really is?" Bible says that He dwells in the hearts of His believers, those that know Him. Bible also tells us that He's reigning in heaven above, sitting on a high throne in the midst of that city. I cannot go to heaven to get hold of God. in a physical realm. But I can go in the midst of my heart when the Holy Spirit is bidding us to pray, when it's bidding us to come near, when it's bidding us that we can tell that God is in the midst, or even in a church service that we can go to when God is there and we can see that God's not hiding, Brother Ott. He's right out and open when we seek Him the right way. But to me, folks are seeking God the wrong way. Let me close with this. I've been at the bedside of folks when their loved ones are going into eternity and they began to seek God. As far as I know, some of them have never prayed before, but all of a sudden they start seeking God to help them, to help their loved one. And folks, don't get me wrong, God is a compassionate God. But before you can call upon Him for somebody else, you've got to know Him yourself. You've got to know Him yourself. And I've been there when tragedy has struck. And there's probably not a one of us that hasn't been through hard times and bad experiences in our lifetime. And I've seen people that's gone through some of the very same things that you and I have gone through, and they about lose their mind. As they used to say, Sister Ruby, they have a nervous breakdown. Because you know why? They can't find God. During the good times, they didn't have time for God. Then when something bad happens, they try to find Him, and they can't find Him. But God brought us through it. You know why He brought us through it? Because we knew exactly where He was at. You said, well, you said earlier, there's times that you can't even find God. There's times when the cares of this life and the situation we're going through becomes so heavy that we can't get it out of our mind to get focused upon our heart. Am I preaching the truth? You just cannot call upon God with your head, with your mind, and get hold of God. It's got to come from the heart. Because the Bible says that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit, and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, takes it to the Son, and the Son takes it to the Father, and the Father sends back the answer that we stand in need of. Job said, I wish I could find God. Look at all that I've gone through. Look at all that I've lost, and I've got some arguments for God. Can I close with some arguments that I interpret from these scriptures? Job said, was I not a righteous man? Did I not serve the Lord? If I could put it in today's terms, did I not go to church week in and week out? Didn't I pay my tithes? Didn't I do my offerings? Didn't I go and visit? Why is all these things happening to me? Why? And many of our people today, even us, we look at our lives and say, why does that happen? Why did they have to go through that? Why is our people forsaking God when He's the best thing that could ever happen to them? He's the best thing. Why are people waiting until they're upon their deathbed to try to find God? And I know God can save them, Sister Checky, upon their deathbed. But folks, that's something you just don't want to wait. Because not everybody gets a deathbed. Many folks just go right into eternity. Rob talked about the man that had the stroke at work. He did not have any idea he would have a stroke today. I've known people that has died instantly with no time to get ready. No time. While it is still day, the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Do like Job. Some folks say, well, I did go to an altar once and I prayed. I looked for the Lord there in front of me and I couldn't find Him. And I got up and I wasn't satisfied. I'd advise you go back and look behind you. You say, well, I've looked in front and I've looked behind. I've even looked on the right hand and I can't find God. Look on the left. When you need God, folks, there's no time to sit down and quit looking. Just keep looking. And as Rob and Sharon sing us a song of invitation, let me close with this tonight. People say, well, where can I really find God? Let me tell you the best advice that I know of is that I found Him at an old-fashioned altar of prayer with my heart was broken because the gospel had plowed through my life. Told me I was lost. Told me I was headed to hell and destruction. And I did not want to go to that awful place. And you know what I did? Although the devil, and I remember it, put every excuse in the world why I shouldn't go, and that there'd be another opportunity in the future, that I should just wait. You know where I found God? When I let go of the pew and I took that first step out behind it, I found God right then and there. People say, well, you didn't have to go to the altar and find Him. No, because you see, I didn't know where He was at, but He knew where I was at, on the last pew. And I even had to get somebody out of the way so I could go. But you know what? I have several things in my life that I've probably regretted over the years. But one thing I have never regretted is that I didn't stop looking for God that night. My heart was right. And when my heart got right, God knew where I was at all along. And when I stepped out, I found God to be a living God. Not just a statuette. Not just some words written on a paper. But I found Him to be alive and well. And He's always been present. Sometimes I haven't known where to look for Him. But He's always present. And when our hearts get right, we will find God. And how many of you tonight, you don't have to raise your hands, haven't you been like Job in days past? I've got a case I need to plead. I've got something I need to talk to Him about. If only I could find Him. I would let my petitions be known. And Job, all along, you know what Job was saying this to his friends? And you know what? Even though he told them he couldn't find God, can you see God in heaven looking down on him? Job, you don't know where to find me, but I see where you're at. Right there in the midst of your miserable friends. And instead of listening to them, listen to your heart and you'll find me. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. I give you that same advice. Instead of listening to the world, instead of listening to the devil, listen to your heart. Because God knows where you're at. He knows your yesterday. He knows your today. Even more than that, God knows your tomorrow. Would you call upon Him tonight that you might find God? That you might find Him. In your own heart. In your own life. Would you do that tonight? You're amongst friends this evening. People that love the Lord and people that love you, and even Christians tonight. Some of you that may be like Job. I need someone to tell me where they've found God at. I need to find Him so I can go and talk to Him about what I'm going through. Why don't you follow your heart? Yes. Where can I find Him? Where can I find this God? Some of us tonight left the church in days past and our hearts was about to beat out of our chest. We felt that conviction. We felt that it was us that the Word went to. And I can remember even laying upon my bed. Couldn't go to sleep. There was a fear of going to sleep. Because I was afraid of, if I didn't wake up, that I wouldn't be able to find God, but I'd be forever in that place of destruction. Forever and ever and ever. And I remember laying there and saying, and pleading my case before God. Anybody else ever pleaded your case before God? And said, Lord, if you just let me get back to church, The next time when the altar call comes, I'll go and I'll receive you as my Lord and Savior. I made that plea. I made that bargain, if you'll have it, with God. And the next time the service came around, invitation was almost over. You know what saved me? Is they sung one more verse. Because I thought, my head was listening to the devil saying, there'll be another time. Next week, Wednesday night, some other time. And I began to even plead there. Say, maybe next time. But I remember whatever verse it was, that one additional verse. It was up on my heart. I thought, man, I just cannot go home with this. At that time, I don't know what I was thinking, Jackie, but looking back, I can see it as plain as day. How many of you remember when you was under conviction? And I thought, well, there'll be another day. But then they started singing that one more verse. And the next thing I know, I took that step. I promise you this tonight. While Robin Sharon sings us one more verse, if you'll take that first step, the rest of them won't be near as hard. It's that first step, getting to where God is at. And when you do that, Scott, am I preaching the truth? When you take that first step, buddy, that's when your whole life just begins. Because then God, He knows where you're at, but then you've got Him. And He said, if you seek me, you shall find me. One more verse and we'll close. Where can I find Him? Can you see Job? I wish I could find Him so I could plead my cause. You know what your wrongs in your life. You know where you stand with God. And the only plea that you have is, Lord, forgive me. That's it. Amen. I've tried my best tonight. I hope you got something from the Word. You know, the best advice I can give any of us is that instead of trying to plead our case before God, just say, Lord, you know what? I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I just need forgiveness. If we'll come open before God, the Bible says He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And I thank Him for that tonight. Job says, where can I find God? Tonight it's been good to be with you. I appreciate this service, this time. I miss our folks that's not here. But I appreciate the ones that was here. Because God brought us together for this service tonight. I like what the Scripture says in several different places. For a time such as this. Because we don't know if we'll ever be gathered like this ever again. But if we never meet again on this side, I hope that you can say in your own heart that if I don't see you again here, I'll meet you on the other side of the river. Amen. God bless you. Remember all these prayer requests tonight. Remember each other. Remember our services on Sunday, that God just be with us in a mighty, mighty way. And He has been with us, and I thank Him for it. Because you and I ought to realize by now, we can't have church without God. And remember our young people meeting here Friday night at 6:30, I think it is. 6 o'clock meeting here. And Carlene said, don't feed them, bring them. They're going to have pizza or something on Friday night. So remember that. Anybody got anything on your heart?